From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Tomorrow, it could be harder than usual to find an Uber or a Lyft ride in several major cities, as some drivers for both companies are planning strikes. They are protesting what they say are unfair pay and labor practices. This comes ahead of Uber's IPO, expected this week. Here's Marketplace's Jack Stewart.
Saeed Ali has driven for Uber in New York for 6 years and sees an unfair discrepancy between Uber's multi-billion dollar valuation and the money he takes home.
We are putting more hours to making the same amount of money.
Many drivers want a guaranteed hourly minimum. Harry Campbell, founder of The Rideshare Guy, says commission's another big complaint.
On certain fares, Uber and Lyft take up to 50 and sometimes 60% of the fare. And I don't know that many passengers are aware of this, but drivers sure are.
In statements, Uber says drivers' hourly earnings have remained stable. Lyft says they've gone up over the last 2 years. In its IPO paperwork, Uber warns driver dissatisfaction could increase as it spends more on driverless technology. Susan Shaheen is at the University of California, Berkeley.
When you look at the IPOs, there is an eye towards the elimination of the jobs.
But she says there are jobs like vehicle maintenance or assisting elderly and disabled people that will require a human touch. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.